Hello, this is Wayne, a.k.a. Highwayman.
Hello, this is Kalia, a.k.a. Lady Blackhawk Darkspain.
Hello, this is Jassara, a.k.a. Jazz.
G'day, this is Paul, a.k.a. Sync182, and you're listening to the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
This is so exciting! Wow! Where to begin?
It's the Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at NeverwinterNightsPodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hello, I'm Trey, a.k.a. Ashercon, Zelo.
My name is Ash, and I am a slave.
Oh my god. Hi, I'm Michelle, a.k.a. I can't even say it now. Hi, I'm Michelle, a.k.a. Liso.
And I'm Skunkeen, a.k.a. Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem. Hey, folks, and this is episode 97.
Of the only Neverwinter Nights podcast brought to you by Striker Bee in Israel.
Yay, Striker Bee!
Thank you, Striker Bee.
Thank you very much.
The podcast all about the Neverwinter Nights series of role-playing games.
Hey, episode 100. We're getting really close, folks. Only three more to go. What do you think about that?
I think there's only three more to go, and I think that show is going to be havoc.
I'll be good.
And I'm sure Trey's looking forward to editing it.
Oh, yeah.
We need to start PRing it a little bit more until so it's getting close, and that we want everybody to show up in the IRC. So everybody listening out there in our live studio audience, please let everybody know.
And if you only know two people, just remember, they know two people.
I think y'all scared everybody off from last week.
Oh, we did not.
The only buddy I see in IRC is Rowan and a striker.
A grinning fool said his wife.
Yeah, you scared his wife off.
Yeah, I didn't mean to scare his wife away.
I like the way that Gloggerbot did the listener hello for last week. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. How did you get him to do that? I hear he's pretty exclusive.
Oh, I didn't do it. Dave did. Dave's not here tonight, is he?
Okay, I gave you an opportunity to do a really cool story of BS, but you just...
I didn't do the show, though. Dave
completely sacked it and said, oh, Dave did that.
Dave's not here.
No, Dave isn't here.
Okay, so I'll make something up. Oh, I know, he set a trap. Oh, I heard he set a trap. Yeah, that was it. He set an IRC trap.
And how big was the fish?
Yeah, that's the ticket. And then he, that's
slapped it with a large trout.
And then he slapped it with a large trout. How'd you know? Yeah, that's the ticket.
I'm precognition.
And then he said,
Gloggerbot, you will do a listener hello for Neverwinter Nights podcast.
And he goes, and he started whimpering.
Okay.
Gloggerbot is made with dog parts.
How's that?
And in the news this week.
Oh, yeah, we're doing an Everywhere Nice podcast, aren't we?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know what y'all are doing. I'm just laying underneath the desk here, just chilling.
Can I lay on the floor?
Skunk is under the desk.
Okay. So, hey, I think Skunk posted this in the news. There is a sneak peek of some of the work in progress over at Project Q. I think it's some artwork over on in a gallery by Adam Anden. Is that correct, Skunk?
I believe so. At deviantart.com.
Yeah, and I was checking that out. That's some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I hope they leak some more.
Is Adam Anden? I've never heard of him. Is he? I assume he's one of their artists. I
believe so. Well, if that's some of his work, that's pretty nice stuff. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, some pretty cool orcs.
Yeah. I like it whenever there's something new released and you can spend hours just scanning through it in a tool set.
They look like they can hurt you.
Who does it?
I like the one with the mohawk.
The dwarf.
No, orc. And it looks like he did some orgs, and he did a warg. Some goblins. Some bugbear work in progress. Pretty cool. We'll have a link to that in the show notes for you.
Alex Hugon, a.k.a. Hugie, Third Sign, was released on Friday the 3rd. Friday, excuse me, the 27th of March.
Yeah, he stopped by our forums and dropped us a line and also sent us an email with some information on that.
Yes, he stopped by the Bouncy Rock forums and announced that he was making a shameless plug, and I said that's the only kind we like.
Yeah. Now, was it the full release or was it?
Yeah, it was the full release.
Okay. So it seems like a lot of people have been releasing demos or.
Yeah, I noticed that
stuff
too.
That lately. So I was thinking somewhere I saw that this was a full release. So.
Greg Wilson and Alex Hugon were interviewed in episode 67 by our wonderful Jay. A little while ago, prior
episode
to
67, yeah. 67. So if you want to, and that was an excellent interview, by the
way. Yes, it was.
So if y'all want to check that one out, go back to episode 67 and listen to that interview, and then go download the game because you now can.
We have
back
link.
When they did the interview, it wasn't ready.
No, it was just in the beginning stages.
And so we'll include a link to Greg's website, Greg Wilson. We'll also include a link to the Third Sign
blog,
and also a screenshot gallery.
And the vault too. Link.
I'm eager to check out that blog for the author, because I'd like to find out where you could get that book for that.
Oh, you want it right now?
Well, after the show, when it goes in the show notes.
Ah, Kadaki.
I'd like to find out where you could get that book.
Tyrannicus?
You could probably buy it on Amazon.
Is it already published already?
The link there too.
I think so. I think it was published when they did the interview.
Well, I don't remember that. Oh.
But it might have been. I could be wrong, though. I usually am wrong.
Well, so. we apparently have three listeners now.
Tyrannonectus.
I can't say it.
Tyrannonectus.
I think that we should download Skype or have Skype and come on and say his name.
Ah, I said it right. He said, yep.
Well, I gave the Stygius link to a couple folks today from the Dances with Rogues Guild.
Oh, yeah, because so there could be somebody listening to us and we don't know it.
Yeah, and it's on my Skype message also.
And it's also right here. It's also in the topic of this IRC chat.
Yes, it is.
And it's also here.
So what's next?
Okay, what's next? Let's see, what's next? Infogrames/Atari sells off distribution business. What did they do that for, Skunker?
Well, they've been saying for quite a long time that they've been planning to go completely digital.
Oh, yeah, that's the wave of the future.
Yeah, they said that last year, Phil, the CEO of Atari, he's been making comments here at a lot of different, social gatherings of developers and such, and talking about how they're going to do that with their online store and such. This looks like a couple steps towards that direction.
Yeah, I think with the advent of Steam coming out, almost over a year ago, and you also linked in this onlive.com. Yeah, that's the wave of the future, I think.
I have my doubts.
Me too.
I seriously have my doubts. Well, for one, personal computers are like your vehicles. Nobody wants to give them up. Two, I don't know about anybody else, but I have overpriced high broadband cable that constantly has little bugs going all the time. So a constant stream of 5 megabytes or more, I just don't see it happening. It's going to be a frustration.
I think eventually you're going to have a all-in-one entertainment what am I trying to say, an entertainment server or whatever you want to call it, and it's going to serve you up your internet, your movies, your TV shows, all your games, everything. That's where we're heading.
We don't even have to leave the house.
And you won't have to have a PC anymore. That will become your PC.
No!
It'll become an entertainment appliance is what I...
Everybody, I'm petting my case.
That's the wave of the future.
They're not going to end up addressing things with people doing that themselves. It is easy to make one yourself. I'm going to try doing that with a PC. I'm going to try to making a DVR with a PC. And all you do is if you got an S cable thing on it from your video card and you got a little adapter to go into RCA, and I could connect my computer visual to my television set. And so from there, I could run a wireless keyboard, run a wireless game controller, and run movies from a selection like Netflix. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been wanting to set that up. So how did you set it up? So you get...
I have Netflix.
You run S-Video out of your laptop, but you have to have an adapter between your S-Video and your RCA?
Yeah, and they come with...
Link me to one.
All right. Okay.
Because I've been wanting to do that for a while. Just haven't had the time to sit down and figure out how to do it. Because I have Netflix and I watch Heroes on Netflix.
I watch Netflix all the time.
And I've been watching Lost on ABC.com. Now recently I got a Wii for my birthday last September, and somebody told me that you could watch movies through the Wii, but I found out that stupid Opera browser that they use on the Wii doesn't run Flash, doesn't run the Flash plugin or whatever. So, and all of those websites use Flash to display those movies, so it didn't work. That pissed me off.
Well, in the case
$5. I spent $10 downloading that stupid browser, and then it didn't work.
I've never had a problem with Netflix at all.
No, I meant on the Wii.
Oh,
trying to watch it on the Wii.
We bought the Netflix Roku.
Oh, yeah. How does that work?
It's pretty smooth. It runs real smooth. But after getting it, I just kept feeling like, there's more that can be done than just that. So I started looking into how to hook up my computer to the TV. And it's surprisingly real easy. If you got an ATI or NVIDIA card, and it has an S cable thing on there, on the back of it, what you do is you go into your settings. Now, this is real easy. You go into your display settings, go into the options for your video card, and there should be a feature in there that says clone to TV that you just have to check. And then you're done. And that's it. It should start feeding your computer to your TV. There's some other, small tweaking options, and they're really small, refresh rates and things like that. But yeah, you could load up Neverwinter Nights on all your TVs and see if you wanted to run around the house with a wireless, move it around on your belly, and sitting on a couch.
And I think there's even programs that you can load on your PC that you have connected up through that will let you use your Wii controllers as well.
Yeah.
If you wanted to. So you could run around with your Wii.
Yeah.
Wii. Okay, sorry.
Well, I posted one link into the chat.
Yeah, I saw that. I got it. Thanks very much, sir. So, Michelle, who strikes again?
Johnny Ree strikes again. New model being released, a Minotaur. And we will have that vault, that link for the vault on Friday's release.
A Minotaur. I remember when the Vault put up that...
The poll?
The poll, yeah. The poll when he released his first model. I can't remember what it was.
I think Minotaur actually came in second or third.
Yeah, I remember it was up near the top of what they wanted next. So, Curlerbeaners.
And it looks really cool, but no one's going to see it for a couple more days.
Striker says NWN2 didn't have Minotaurs. Well, it does now.
Didn't have Driders either, and it does now.
Do we have gelatinous cubes yet for Neverwinter Nights 2?
Gelatinous?
Yeah.
Have another sip of rum.
Hey, did you just see what the Gloggerbot said? How does it do that?
Jay Cliff. I don't know. I think Grinny Fool has something to do with that. I think he has something on random. But that's when Jay Cliff was in the chat room.
So does it randomly record what people say or something and play it back?
I'm not sure. I've never asked Grinny Fool exactly what all it does. I do know that Rohannon and Stryker and a few others are quite abusive with the quotes, and Ashercon.
I'm going to slap Rohannon.
Why are you going to slap Rohannon? Here we go.
There he goes. He has been slapped. He's making fun of me. Minotaurs? I didn't say minotaurs. Did I?
They're minotaurs.
Maybe I did say minotaurs. Minotaurs. It's not nice to slap the audience. Okay. This IRC is kind of distracting, isn't it?
Scott, tell us about the interview.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty wicked. Those folks are pretty awesome. They're big advocates and fans of the Dances with Rogue series. And they have one of the most active forum guilds for the over the BioWare site. And I was really intrigued to find out, you know, how could they could be in the top five being a fan group for a module where there's really no other, you know, modules out there that have gathered such a fan base for their works. So, got a hold of them, talked to them, and I need another swig of rum.
Good grief.
No, really, Stryker, he's like a big fan of that Dances with Rogues module, I believe he's told me before.
Yeah, I've heard him talk about him.
So, yeah, I haven't played it yet, but I downloaded it tonight, and I'm going to play it later after I edit the interview.
So sit back and check out the round table with Dances with Rogues.
Discussion group. Dance with Rogues Adventure became a Hall of Fame module of the year for 2006 on the Neverwinter Nights Vault, an adult female rogue adventure where this is the story of a young woman whose world is shattered into pieces on a single dark night. Formerly princess of a mighty kingdom, she barely survives when the enemies of their lord father kill her family, her loved ones, her friends. Suddenly alone in a cruel world, hiding from those people who only wish to see her dead. She finds help where she least expects it, sheltered by a group of thugs and thieves. Her life now takes a very different line, but her enemies remain the same. This adventure was created by the Hall of Fame author Valine, and with me today is not Valine herself, no, it is the forum staff of one of the most active BioWare forum guilds that any module author would be honored to have, such a devoted, active community fan base guild. Hello, everybody, and thank you for coming onto the podcast show. Who all do we have today from the Dances with Rogue Discussion Guild?
Hello, I am Kalia.
Hello, I'm Jeff.
Hello, I'm Sink.
Hello, I'm Highwayman.
Thanks again for coming onto the show. Now, I would like to delve into what it is about this module adventure that would inspire such a community fan base like yours. Like, how did you first discover Valine's work, A Dance with Rogues?
For me, I guess it would just be a case of, looking at the IGN Vault boards to see what new modules pop up, and saw this one, had a look at it. That was when it first started, and been there ever since.
I didn't come along until much later. A good friend of mine from Ireland actually sent me a link to it. And that's been, I think, 2 years ago. And I've been playing ever since.
I don't really remember how I came across it, actually. I think I was looking through the I was looking for good modules and looked at the ratings, I think. And that's how I came across it.
For me, it's much the same as it was for Sync. Stumbling through the vaults and saw a rogue-based module, which piqued my interest, and from there I downloaded it and kicked it off. That's maybe a week or two after it hit the vault.
How reclusive is Valine? Because I've tried contacting that module creator tons of times and couldn't make contact with Valine. Does she visit your forum?
Valine's not easy to get hold of, no. She's one of those people who values her privacy. I think she's a bit overwhelmed by the sheer volume of response she's got to her work. There are very few people, as I understand it, that she actually does talk to in the gaming community.
Yeah, well, but the impression she's just busy.
Yeah, I was going to say, she...
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I was going to back you up, Jazz, and say that...
No problem. You know, go ahead.
I've had a few conversations with her through email, and her real life is very occupied with being real life, for that matter.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Well, how long is this adventure?
Maybe that's like small bit from the other side of the globe.
How long is this adventure to play through? I've seen numerous accounts through your guild forum where it sounds like it's really loaded with a lot of replayability. I've not played it.
It is.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely replayable. I think I can get through both parts of the module in, I don't know, a week or so, depending on how crazy my real life is.
Oh, yeah.
I would have to really say it's very replayable, to the point where I, at one point, had 7 different variants of the same game going.
I think, 5 different versions of the module on my computer, and they're not all that different. The newest ones are pretty different, but I've replayed each of them multiple times. So, yeah, they are pretty replayable.
Yeah. I think that's one of the great things about what Valine's done is as the others have said, the replayability is just phenomenal. It's geared towards rogues, but you can take any other class with it or class combination with it. Some people have played not using a rogue at all and had equal amounts of success.
Well, I know with the fact that, you know, it is so replayable, my husband can't understand how I can sit and replay the same game over and over and over. But it's just addicting.
Yeah. It is.
I know a lot of folks are really touchy on some aspects with mature games, but how... you don't have to get too graphic. Like I said, I have not played it myself, and I'm not squeamish of too many things. But how extreme is the adult content within this adventure?
I'd say it's probably as extreme as you want to make it. Valine hasn't held back, and there's only, I think in part one at least, there's only one or two scenes of adult content you can't avoid. Every other adult scenario is avoidable.
Oh, yeah.
So really, it's as adult as the player wants to make it.
All right.
I remember that I was probably looking for rogue modules back when I was looking for... when I found it.
So when you
said... Because I always play rogue, so I was likely looking for them.
And so this is probably by far your best rogue adventure you ever played, or have you seen any others? Or?
Certainly one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think it is probably the best one that I've ever played.
What aspects of this game have been the most discussed in your fan forums?
What aspects have not been discussed?
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty simple way of putting it. Probably the single most biggest aspect or feature of the modules is how Valine keeps updating and adding content. It's not like she's one of those authors who puts out a module, gets a huge response, and then vanishes, never to touch it again. She's so far at least been always tweaking it and updating it and changing things and heck, making it better for the rest of us.
That's good when authors do that.
I think another one of the huge discussions surrounds around the character Vico.
Oh, yeah. Because
most people who've played the module don't like the character at all.
Oh, I like him.
Oh, me too.
We would never have guessed.
What was that?
Go figure.
What's his name again?
Vico.
Vico.
Oh, yeah.
Vico. And that's another huge discussion. They don't like his character. They don't like the things he does, what he stands for.
Yeah. I think the topic of Vico is kind of polarized discussion. You either like him or you don't. Is the way it seems to work.
Oh, definitely. Either like him or you don't. There's no middle ground.
And poor Andon, the hopeless one. Nobody likes him.
When your forum guild heard that y'all were coming onto the podcast show, the Hobbit of the Shire ended up making quite a massive cool post in your forum. She listed out quite a lot of details of this game that she felt was pretty wicked of this adventure rogue module. This is a lot here. Emotional attachments to the PCs and NPCs. It's pretty much like what y'all talking about Vico here.
Oh, yeah.
Valen's a genius in her continued support of the module.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, a lot of folks in your forums talk about people getting really attached to the PCs and the NPCs. And, you know, like playing from a girl perspective, you know, what's that like for you fellas?
It's different.
I bet. Yeah.
I'd have to say the same thing. It's very different.
She hasn't really held back on the female perspective when writing, done it in such a way that I think that she's enhanced the female perspective by she's written the dialogue choices for the female as the female would make them, and also written the NPC reactions to dialogue choices as if a female would have made them. She's held nothing back. She's put it all in there.
Right. So, since it's really, you make it out sound like this adventure is really delved into a lot of femininity put into this adventure. So if I end up start playing it, am I going to be like picking flowers? I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to be chauvinist, girls. I'm not trying to be chauvinist or sexist, but, you know, I mean.
No, you won't find yourself picking flowers by any means. There is an incredible amount of detail in this module. One of the things from my perspective, and I think it goes back to the question about how a guy feels to be playing a female character. There were many times that, you know, I get it stuffed in my face that, you know, I can't play this like I'd play in a normal character. For me, I have to choose from a different perspective.
The Hobbit of the Shire from your forum guild, she says that this ain't a pretty mod. It's tough and it's grueling and emotional. Valen from the start takes our little princess and puts her into a cruel world. Wow. So, I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of good wickedness in there. Any problems in the public forums discussing these adventures that led you to create a private guild?
I think it had to do with... We had so much discussion going on that it was taking space for the people that was asking simple questions, how to get through a certain part of the module. And we were discussing everything from Vico, whether we thought he was obsessed with the princess character to what was another one?
Largely a case of there were so many conversations going on at the same time. If one person was asking a simple technical question, it can be varied three pages back before someone finally picked it up and gave an answer. that's the main reason why I decided to come up with the forum.
Yeah.
There was just way too much conversation information passing around on what was on the vault boards. The vaults, let's face it, they're a linear thing. There's no, if you want to find something, you have to scroll through pages. And I had a look at the numbers just before we started this cast. I've nearly 4,900 comments on them. Part two has more. It's got three pages with over 6,000 comments. Now, how are you trying to search? How are you going to search through all that? To find an answer to a question, it becomes logistically impossible at some point.
Yeah.
The forum became it was the next logical step to do was to get things happening and make it easy for all the fans and people who want to support.
Because I think it's one of the most active vault pages as well.
Yeah, it looks pretty active also. Well, definitely your guild is one of the most active on the
We only just started.
Well, no, really? This morning I signed up member 179, so we're not doing too bad for a module.
Wow, there's that many? That's cool.
They're not all active. I'd be very surprised if they're all active posters, but that's how many people are on the list.
Well, usually a lot of module creators, when they host their own forums, or they have a group, like a development, team, and they host their own forums, but y'all here, the fans ended up creating your own forum guild, and you got like a massive community that always keeps in touch, talking about these modules, and that's one of the things that really impresses a lot of folks throughout the community. One of the other goals of your guild that I've seen in your description is that you want to inspire Valeen to create a third chapter. Has she reported any news on creating a third chapter by chance?
No, she hasn't. As much as we'd all like to see another chapter, she hasn't reported anything back, and what we have heard through the gossip chains is more than likely there will not be a third part.
I want to add that I'm not really sure about wanting a third module. I'd be opposed to it, but I don't know how it would work.
Is there anything y'all would like to tell Valeen and the Neverwinter Nights community?
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. To believe. Definitely.
You're the
Thank
best.
You.
We love you.
all of those things are... Without Valeen, none of this would be happening. So it's all back to her and the time and effort she's put into it. Very big thank you to Valeen for everything she's done.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know something else we can talk about.
What?
So I made it to the end boss in Mask of the Betrayer.
Yeah.
To the end game, to the end battle. The final battle, that's what I'm looking for. And I swear I sit there and battle that thing, and I did not go into God mode for an hour and a half. Hey, the Girl Gamer Roundtable, I hear, is coming back.
Yeah, I'm going to try to reassemble it. And
don't get so excited.
I'm going... I'm just trying to be, calm and normal and... But anyway, I'm going to try to reassemble the Girl Gamer roundtable. I think I've got someone who's been hanging out in our chat room actually the last few days. Pixie has been meandering through the Neverwinter Nights 2 community for a couple of years, and she
is diehard.
Yeah, she's diehard gamer.
She's a Halloween Foxy's friend, isn't she?
Right. She's interested in joining.
England.
And hopefully I can get the other ones who joined the first time for the bad recording.
Estelindus.
Estelindus.
Estelicious.
Something like that.
We're going to have Charissa from Realms of Anacoli on there.
Well, if she would like to attend, I would appreciate it. I'm sure we can get Rowan to work on her. Oh, of course, he's pretty salty about the fact that he's not allowed to lurk.
You can have Roanna on, too. She's a girl.
He's feeling a little salty.
He didn't hear me. Or maybe he did, and he's ignoring me.
He said, meh.
Who else are you going to try to get?
Any female gamer that would like to join us. I think I'm going to PM Domi Soto and see if she'd like to hang out with him, too.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because she definitely has opinions about games.
Queen Silverwings showed up for the last one, too, didn't she?
Yeah, maybe we can nab her again.
And you can get Dragonstar.
Goes into intensive internet search for Trey's address. Lord.
Hey, don't use my real name in IRC.
Good, yeah, because nobody knows it.
Yeah, you could get Dragonstar. You know what would be cool is if we could get Annie Carlson to show up.
That'd be cool.
Maybe. She's no longer part of Obsidian, but she's still a gamer chick.
Yeah.
She's still a gamer chick.
Still a gamer chick.
That's right.
Who else can we get?
That's the only prerequisite.
That'd probably be about as many as you can get on Skype.
Yeah, I really try to keep it around 6 because if that sound quality gets compromised.
You could have Halloween Foxy on chat. Ooh, can we be in IRC when you're doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear that, boys?
We'll stream it. Although,
did you hear that,
don't...
boys?
Although, you can't expect it to be this time, this day, because I have to nail down date and time over several time zones, so it could be at some obscure time, and usually on a weekend.
Understood. I don't think you should stream it, though.
You don't think so?
No, because then I won't be yourselves.
You know what? You're right, actually. That might hinder the just natural flow of conversation.
Yeah.
Especially if Rowan's in the audience.
He'd turn into a wolf.
Okay, I think that's about all we have for this week.
We were kind of sedate this week.
Well, after last week, what did you expect?
Well, that's because the boss man's back. He makes us behave. You hear what? That, guys? He makes us behave.
I do not.
It's a whip.
Who said I was the boss man anyway?
He has a whip.
Skunk's the boss man. Skunk's my hero.
Who makes the payments to the server?
Well, I initiate it.
You initiate it. So, help support our Neverwinter Nights podcast by going to the Cafe Press store and buy cool stuff.
You know what? I think the Cafe Press store is not working.
It's not working?
Nobody ever buys anything out of it. Only anybody who's ever bought anything out of it is Rowan and,
oh,
and me.
It's because, I haven't either, honestly.
And that's it. So, and we say that we mention it every week. So maybe we should come up with something else.
Like what?
I don't know. Hey, on the front page we have a donate button. Why don't you click on it and see what it does?
So Skunk can afford so Skunk can afford rum during podcast shows. Yeah. So until next time.
Any game?
And level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2009.